Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast with your host, Catherine M. White, founder and CEO of Accelerated Results 365. If you're an overachiever who's ready to hear what today's bleeding-edge, successful professionals are doing to create success in their business, you've come to the right place. On the show, Catherine interviews rockstar achievers who share their incredible tips, such as how they plow through roadblocks, outsmart the competition, grow a flourishing business, and reach unparalleled levels of performance. So kick back and get ready for a power-packed, insightful discussion with today's Rockstar Achiever.
Thank you for joining us today. I am Catherine White, your host, and I have with me today a young man, a very impressive young man, originally from Washington State and currently studying for a double degree in entrepreneurship and international business administration at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, which he says is his dream college. This young man is not a typical college student. He has always had a fascination with business, and before the age of 18, he served as an ambassador for Washington Business Week, was an international DECA competitor, and also founded a successful pen company, which he began as a means to put himself through college, and currently runs his business while working a part-time job to avoid incurring student debt. He intends to obtain a master's degree in business administration and then go on for a doctorate degree. As an influential student leader at the university, he now uses his company as a platform to inspire other students to become entrepreneurial leaders in their communities. I would like to welcome to the show today the founder and CEO of Stylo Inc., John Kramer Jr. John, welcome to the show today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, John. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show today. And I just want to point out one of the things that are part of what's really impressive about you and everything that I just stated about you being an entrepreneur, you're in school working toward not just your bachelor's degree, but all the way through to a doctorate degree in not just one, but two degrees, two majors, and you are just about, just about a year away from getting your bachelor's degree, and you are only the age of 19.
Yes, that is correct. While I was back in school at Lake Stevens High School in Washington State, I had the opportunity to undergo the Running Start program, where I was able to take all college courses in my junior and senior year of high school. I was actually taking 15 credits at the college, and then I was taking a business class to help with DECA. It was integrated in, and that was also 5 credits for the college and the high school. So I was taking 20 credits a quarter, and just was really blessed to be able to get my associate's degree at the same time I graduated high school. And currently here at Liberty University, I'm able to do this strategy called the 3+1 strategy, where if I take summer classes, I'm able to also get my master's degree the same time I get my bachelor's. So the goal is to get the 2 bachelors in entrepreneurship and international business by, I believe, spring of next year, so 2020. And then my goal is then to get the master's degree that same year in fall, so fall of 2020.
Wow, that's really, really neat that you're able to do that.
Yeah, no, thank you. Really great program. That's actually one of the reasons I was also drawn here. I didn't think I'd have all my credits transfer. Actually, every community college, they said only the credits in the would transfer to schools in the state. But when I heard that I was able to still get into my dream college at Liberty University and have all my credits transfer over, that was a really go-to for me.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so you're studying in the area of business and you own a business company, which you started before the age of 18. And apparently you've just been fascinated with entrepreneurship pretty much all your life. How or when did you become fascinated so much with business?
So, yeah, funny story. My 6th and 7th grade year, I believe I was probably around 11 or 12, somewhere in that age. I had heard about the cookie dough and magazine sales that they do at the middle school, and it was to help build a new parking lot and help with ASB funds. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to try this. I've always been pretty energetic and outgoing and being an extrovert that I am. And so I decided to go out there and try to see if I could sell cookie dough magazines. And I wasn't really aware of how to sell. I just thought, you know, I'll go up to the doors, see what I can do. And I ended up doing pretty well my first year. My sixth grade year, I was able to raise $500 for the school. And that, I ended up getting second place. I was trying to get first place, but you know, that always happens, sixth grader being pouty. But I ended up doing really well. And it was really great to see how to interact with people. Being able to go up to a house person I didn't know, and we weren't actually supposed to do that. They told us, we want you to only try to contact friends, family, because it does pose a concern if you're going to random strangers, especially at that young of an age. Decided, you know what, I'm going to do it. Parents let me because I actually, growing up, was in Taekwondo. I hold a third degree black belt. And so they were like, ah, you'll be fine. So I ended up going door to door, loved it, tried to do it the second year, my seventh grade year. And I ended up raising actually $900 for the school, getting first place by far. And I just found that to be such a driver for me, because I saw that when I talked to people, I was able to learn how to change my pitch. I didn't know what a pitch was, but I was coming at that time. I was already developing business skill sets that a lot of people don't develop till later. And I didn't even know why I was doing it. And I loved talking to people. I loved seeing how I could help them, how I could, especially, you know, everyone wants cookie dough these days. So had to help them in that regard too. But it was such a fun experience. And later, a month after that, I actually had snow back home. And you'll probably remember this being in Washington. We don't get snow much, except for this year where we got a ton of snow. But this was my seventh grade year. I believe it was in 2012, if I'm correct. And it snowed constantly for at least a week. And my mom said, well, hey, we have a shovel in the driveway. I want you to go do something productive. Go shovel some people's driveway, see if you can make some money. So I did just that, got on my winter boots, got my big jacket on, and thought, you know, I'm going to go up to people's houses and see what I can do, especially since I had already gained a following as like the local salesman, middle school salesman, since from the cookie dough magazines. So I went up to houses. Instead of charging them like a set fee, I'd tell them to pay me according to how well a job they think was done. If they paid me too much, I would tell them that I believe you pay me a little bit over, I'd love to do some extra stuff for you for free. Or if they paid me too little, I'd tell them I think my time is worth more. And that ended up working. I made $300 in 3 days. As a seventh grader, I was just amazed. I was so happy. I was like bouncing all over the place. And I was so pumped that I decided, you know what? What if I start a business? Didn't know what that was. And I ended up starting this little landscaping company, and much of what a lot of other middle schoolers or high school students do. And I called it John John Industries. My nickname's always been John John ever since I was little, since I'm a junior. And I called it John John Industries. Mom embroidered a hat for me, a shirt that had it. I taught myself how to build a website overnight using one of those free web providers. I believe it was like a Yolo site. And it was like John John Industries. .yolosite.com. I don't know if it's still up or not. If it is, it looks terrible. But as a seventh grader, I thought it looked so cool. And that really got me on track for becoming an entrepreneur. It really made me want to learn more. And conducting that business as a seventh grader going through eighth grade, I ended up actually hearing about a nonprofit. And it was called Washington Business Week, still is. And it's a nonprofit that takes high school students puts them into a university for a week. During the summer, you learn all about business. You end up going through 8 quarterly financial statements, BSMA, learning what impacts market share, how much you put into production, how much you charge for your product. It's a business simulator. And you work with a team of other high school students. You also have a product or service you create as a concept throughout the week. And at the very end, you have a 15-minute stockholders presentation over the 8 quarterly financial statements that you did. And for high schoolers, getting out of your comfort zone, talking to real business professionals, and putting on this act is very nerve-wracking. I can't tell you how many times a lot of us would go, like, and we just use a lot of those fillers because we were scared out of our lives. We were brand new to public speaking, as it's called. And I loved it. I thought it was really cool. And we also had a trade show where you would have real business professionals with Monopoly money. And we would learn how to approach someone, say at a networking event, and we would try to get them to come back to our booth, try to get the most of Monopoly money. And this program, I got 2 college credits from it. I wasn't supposed to be in it because I was too young. I was actually 1 to 2 years younger than what they're allowed to bring them in. They would only take the sophomore, people going into sophomore year of high school. I was in 8th grade, about to go into 9th grade. So going into my freshman year, and the rep that came to our school was there for the grade above us and the other grades above us. So I saw it. I was intrigued already, went up to him. He said he can't come. So and I told him I really want to come. I'm interested in this. He tried to connect me to the right people, got connected to amazing man, Herman Calzadillas. The rep was Kevin Roach, and I had a phone interview. He was trying to see if I was mature enough to actually be at a camp where I'd be the youngest person. He told me, you need to get references or we're not going to let you in. I went to every single person I did landscaping for, got probably 20 or 30 reference letters.
Probably and, way more than he anticipated. Oh,
way more than he anticipated. I sent them all to him, and he was just baffled, and he's like, okay, I'll let you in the program. So I went, had that amazing experience. Our team sucked, just completely, utterly sucked. We got awards for most in debt, most lost sales. We had an award for literally worst team. And it was literally, it was terrible. But I still loved the knowledge I gained. And I thought it was very fun, even though my team was terrible. But because I loved the experience, I went 2 weeks later to another program. They gave me a discount, and I had applied for scholarships because it was a really expensive program. The original cost is actually over $1,600. And the sponsorships from Microsoft, Pemco, Boeing, and other big name companies that sponsor the program, they cut it down to $860, $880. And then you can apply for merit-based and need-based scholarships, which I needed both. So I was able to put enough money together with my landscaping business. My mom helped afford the rest. And I was able to go again, where my team actually won first place in everything. And we won every award. It was so different, radically different, having a working and functioning team compared to not. And that helped me learn a lot more experience as well. And I just fell in love. And like you were saying, I became an ambassador for them, actually, where I got to go to high schools, talk to the students, telling them how amazing the program is. I served as the VP of operations, and I believe marketing 1 year, where I would help create the fundraisers to help send students in impeded financial hardships, such as myself, to go to the campus for free.
Wow.
And it was as I think I was probably 14 or 15, maybe 16, somewhere around that age. And it was really great opportunities, and I loved it. I ended up even getting like Ambassador of the Year, which I was very thankful for. I didn't think I was surprised by that, but I loved the program. Went a couple more times as a student, even interned at their campuses to help behind the scenes instead of being a student, and working on a team of 7. And then I was asked, because of my contribution, if I would be willing to go to Poland for their international advanced program as a student. And of course, any student who's I was 16 would be like, of course I do. Like, that is amazing. Yeah, I want to go overseas. And so I ended up, I couldn't afford it, actually. So, and they, Herman Calzadillas, who's the former executive director, he said, John, if, since you've helped us so much, we'll do base cost. So you won't have to pay as much for the program. All you have to do is get the ticket. and you can come to the program. So I used my business to help landscaping, try to help raise some of the money. My mom paid the rest. And I was able to go to Poland, one of the only American students. There was like about two or three of us, and got to have this amazing experience. Such as it was very similar to the one I had gone to before, only it was 12 quarterly financial statements, and we learned how to create a business plan. I was the only American in my group that we had. So that really piqued my interest in international business, being one of the reasons why I'm taking that as a major. Mm-hmm. And as a 16-year-old at that time, it was amazing. I can't tell you the thoughts racing through my mind. After coming back, I was even asked by the organization to speak at Microsoft for all their investors at a benefit breakfast. And boy, was I nervous. The benefit breakfast was at their Microsoft campus. There was CEO of like Pemco was there. We had executives from Microsoft, Boeing, other corporations. And there was about 100 of them in this room. And I was the last speaker. So I was very intrigued by that. My interest in entrepreneurship grew and grew from there, being part of DECA as well, going to international competition for them. And that led to me starting my business, Stylo Inc., where I sell handmade pens this 2 years ago, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you just got a taste of entrepreneurship starting out in cookie sales for your school in seventh grade. And then once you got that taste, there was no stopping you.
Nope. I drank the Kool-Aid. That's how it worked. You know, I got a taste. I had to keep going. Mm-hmm.
And what's really neat and what I hear about your story is you had, or I should say have, and have always had very supportive parents.
Yes, I have had very supportive parents. We've gone through a lot of struggles being, I come from a little bit of a broken home, because we used to have to go to food banks every Wednesday when we lived in actually Linwood. I've moved around constantly going in between houses. Even through the struggle, even through the brokenness of the home, I learned so many different aspects, and my parents wanted the best for me, regardless of what was going on between their relationship and the struggles we had at home, having the heating turned off even, having to go to those food banks. They still supported me through each decision that I made. And I'm still very thankful for everything that they've done and influenced in my life.
Wow. That's wonderful. And to say that they struggled so much and yet they put so much into supporting you, even financially, that's really amazing. So, and then when you started your Stylo Ink pen company, how did you decide to go into the pen business?
It was a really funny story, actually. So about, I believe it was 5-6 years ago, maybe a little bit more. My dad had he had been in woodworking when he was young, but stopped. And then his friend, Fred, he came over and he showed him how to do lathe work and creating pens. And at the time, I didn't get to see my dad much, just because there was limited visitation. Actually, it was a lot of family issues that we won't get into. But I ended up going over to him, and I got to learn how to make pens. And I thought it was so cool, turning nothing into something, taking like the block of wood and making something beautiful from it. And my mom recognized that. And so for Christmas that year, she actually got me a lathe, not to continue my my desire to create create like cool items, but so that she could not have to buy any presents for the following years for all our family members. She would just tell me, "You're making these, go make some pens." Or like, I ended up making like pens, ice cream scoops, pizza cutters for the handles, cheese planers, anything really that you can use a lathe for. And I fell in love with it in my junior, or actually, I think it was when I was 16, just about 17, in DECA, I had decided to do an event called, it was a 30-page business plan. I believe it was like an innovation plan. And I did it on the concept of the business I have now.
I had a different name, it was different products actually, because I can also make razors and things like that. So it was kind of going along those lines. And all the research that I conducted helped me into
knowing that I believe there's a market for handmade items. And so one day I was in the end of actually the beginning of 2017, end of 2016, beginning of 2017. I was trying to go to DC with my cousins for a vacation. We had no spending money. We were trying to get the plane tickets, trying to see if we could even stay there, because we were only going to be there for about 2 or 3 days, and the hotels are extremely expensive. So I had a couple pens in my drawer that I had made, and my dad had made some too. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go door to door, see if I could do what I did doing cookie dough magazine sales. And I sold every single pen within, I believe, an hour to 2 hours on one neighborhood. So I thought, whoa, people actually like this. And so I decided, you know what, this might be a great way to put myself through school, because coming from my family, we aren't very capable financially in every manner. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to see if I can be able to get a business license. So I got an LLC, applied for it in March. And in April, everything was approved. I had an LLC. And then by May, May 8th is when I uploaded a website, very trashy website, mind you. It wasn't that good, but I sold nothing all of May. And June, I had three orders that were all random. I'm still surprised I got those three orders. I shouldn't have. And I thought, you know, I was getting very depressed, didn't know what to do. So I would put on a full suit and tie, and I'd go to Everett, Manly, or Lake Stevens, and I'd go business to business, full suit and tie in the 90-degree weather, it was during the summer, and with a heavy pen box. And I'd go in every business I could, asking for owners, managers, seeing if they would be willing to invest in my future, helping me go to my dream college, Liberty, which I have achieved, and helping support me in that, and also having a handcrafted pen. And it worked. I actually, that next month, I had 30 orders. Month after that, I started going to networking events, which we've met actually through networking event. And I ended up growing those 30 orders to 70 orders. And then I was very fortunate to gain some traction with some big companies such as Primera Blue Cross, where they had a 58 pen order. And wow. And even PEMCO recently, I had got to meet with the CEO. He remembered me from that speech I gave as a 16-year-old. And I was able to talk with him for over 2 hours. And he even purchased a handful of pens as well. So I've just been very blessed with opportunities, especially at the age that I am now. And I'm trying to use those in any way to help others, because my main goal, the purpose I find myself to have, is to help other students, or millennials as it may be, to find their purpose, find their passion, because we have such a dilemma where students are trying to figure out, how do I use my degree? How do I figure out what I'm going to do? And they are so scared. Actually, we are so scared, because I'm in that group too, but of like, what are the next steps? And for a lot of students, they want to do something. Say someone wants to be a fireman one day. They don't go talk to the fireman. Say someone wants to go into graphic design, or they love doing art. They don't go talk to the artist. They don't go shadow them. They don't ask the people that have the jobs they want if they are willing to get help and just look and see what they're doing, because that's what they want. And so my goal has been to always help others. And I would take high school students, some college students too, to networking events with me. Actually, one of them met you at one of the events. That's how we got in touch.
Yes. I would take. And I just want to interject there, John. When I met this young man at this networking group, I was very impressed. He was very professional looking, had on a nice suit, and he was at work in the room with all of these adult, much older than him, business professionals. And it was no big deal. He was just out there talking to people. That's how I met him. He shared about you and your business. I saw your pens. And I was very, and still am very awestruck by that. And by learning that you take these students, you being a high school student yourself, essentially, taking these other high school students and mentoring them and teaching them the ropes, teaching them what you had been doing yourself.
Yes, my goal is that, being young as I am, I don't know everything, of course. The moment that you think you know everything, you are at the lowest you can be. You don't know anything. But I did realize that there was a lot of high school students that were friends of mine that were seeing what I was doing, and they were very inspired by it. And so I thought, you know what? I've been given these many opportunities, being only the 17 at the, when I started the business, that I want to try to give those opportunities to other students too. So I would take students like the one that met you. I would take them to these networking events. I would show them how to be professional, how to be able to shake someone's hand, have eye contact, not use or like for those fillers, which I had learned the hard way through business week being having the worst team. Trust me, I've been there. And there's so many even adults nowadays that don't, that lack these soft skills. And if you're wanting to impact the future of tomorrow, you start with the leaders of today. You start with the students that are going through so much in life. They don't know where they want, and you help mold them into how they can become so much more, gaining that potential. And so I, at that event, actually, specifically, I had brought, I think, three or four students from the high school. They were in the DECA program. I taught them how to look professional. I taught them how to act, how to go up and shake someone's hand, how to introduce them. And I even played a little game where I would have each one, I would tell them, okay, I want you to gain as many business cards as you can. I'd tell them how in networking, as you know, the business card, it's not to, you don't give it out to people to give your information out. You give it so that you can get their information and that use the follow-up process to create a relationship. And so I taught them that, and I told them, okay, every business card you get back, write your initial on it if you want to meet with them, if you think you could maybe get a career or something like that, and I'll teach you how to follow up. And so they at first they were all very scared, actually. Even the young man that met you, he was very nervous at the beginning. But once they started coming back with cards and more cards, they started getting really pumped, like you said, working the room, going around. And it was so fun watching them develop just through a couple hours through that, the mixer that we had. And it really gave me such a fulfillment being able to see that I'm able to help other people, even though I'm very young. I don't know everything in any form or fashion, but I am able to try to use what I have learned and hopefully be able to give that to other people my age, either whether they're older or younger than me. Just my goal is to provide value to others. And so that's what I try to do even today. Being at Liberty University, we have this thing called CSER. It's 20 hours of community service that you have to give or do in order to get your degree each semester. So I work with the Center of Entrepreneurship here, and I'm able to actually have students work for me. So that helps me with not having to have any operating expenses, but it also helps me to have that achievement of giving other people a reason to get up every morning and learn something new. So I take students, I'll teach them like inventory management. I'll try to maybe help a student who wants to do journalism, for example. I have one, Johnny Simmons. He is actually I'm teaching him how to do market research because he wants to be a journalist. So I'm showing him how to review different sources, how to be able to put together a document. I'm having him write articles for me. And for another man, James McCraw, he did inventory management for me last semester, but now he's trying to learn how to start his own idea. He has a great idea. So I'm actually having him develop a new business for me and showing him how to define a demographic, create a customer profile so that he can use the same process doing this for me and use it for his own idea in the future.
Wow. And you also are working with the university and putting together a summer program for high school students. Could you briefly tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Right now we're still forming it. I was asked on my way, actually driving from Seattle to Virginia, over a 45-hour drive, not doing that again. I was called by the director of entrepreneurship, Alex Barker, and he asked me, hey, like, I know you have some experience working in business development for like camp programs over the summer, being Washington Business Week. And he asked if I would be willing to create a curriculum for a program for Liberty University over the summer for high school students, and that helped with their professional development and inspired them to be entrepreneurs and also getting involved with Liberty University. So I worked on trying to create a program. We're still in the process of doing it, but the goal is to take a student through how to create a startup in 5 days. It's a day camp. We will be having it in, I believe, June, where the students will come every day from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We will take them through the beginnings of brainstorming, coming up with an idea, like innovating a business idea, to actually carrying it on out, defining their market, researching their market. We'll even have them go around campus, going to college professors and people here in the summer, and giving them surveys so they can gain analytics that they'll then use to adapt their product or idea that they have. We'll teach them how to give a pitch. And then at the end, we're going to end it with them actually presenting, such as I had done at Washington Business Week, in front of different mentors. We have about 40 or more in the program that are real business professionals. And we will have, this way, we'll get them out of their comfort zone and teach them how to become an entrepreneur. Well, not actually teach them, to encourage an entrepreneurial mindset. Because entrepreneurship is not something that is quite taught, but more of a mindset that is encouraged, of seeing when you fail, when you're at those lowest lows, quite such as me, when I started my business, I had zero sales and then three orders, seeing that as a learning curve and a pivoting point to propel yourself to future success. And we're trying to really give off that perception to the students so that they can really learn to grow both in business and everything else. Right now, our mission really is to provide high school students with an entrepreneurial mindset while also encouraging their personal and spiritual growth.
What an incredible program. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
So as we wrap up here, there was one more thing that I wanted to have you talk a little bit about. Now, when you are selling your pens, every order that you get, you also donate, or when you get an order, for every order that you get, you donate a portion of sales to, you have a couple of charity organizations that you support. Is that correct?
That is correct. I actually donate, for every pen that is sold, I plant a tree in developing countries to help with reforestation efforts, because I am, while I am taking, using different woods, I'm not personally killing trees, of course, but I want to try to give back in any way that I can. And so I do donate a tree for every pen order, pen sold. And then during the Hurricane Florence that we had here on the East Coast, I had a lot of friends whose families were affected by it. And so while it was going on, I actually ran a promotion where I made a specific pen, had the cheapest price point that I could make for it. And I would donate all profits. I actually didn't take any of the profits at all. Donated them all to the American Red Cross, specifically their portion that was going towards Hurricane Florence relief. It was called my relief pen. And from time to time, again, when there's something that I feel passionate about to help, being that one of my core values is helping others, I want to try to find a way to do what I can. And so whether it be from something simple, like making a custom pen just for that special, a special occasion, to trying to help others in need through relief efforts and also reforestation efforts.
Wow, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for supporting those causes, John.
Of course.
Now, if anybody has any questions, if anyone would like to learn more about you, more about your story, more about your business, or if they would like to order some pens, support reforestation, how can they do that?
So they can go to my website, stylo-inc.com. Again, that's stylo-inc.com. Where they can see different pens they can purchase. I have a lot of pens up there where they can purchase it directly from the site, or they can even fill out a custom order form where they can see what different works I have and request something made individually for them. They can also contact me through email at John, J-O-H-N-C, at stylo-inc.com. So again, that's stylo-inc.com, and even send me an email requesting more information, trying to get to know me, or if there's anything that people are struggling with, I'm always of the mindset to help bring value to others. And so if there's any questions or ways that I can help your viewers, I'm always here to help as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, John. You shared so much great information. Your story is incredible. You are this amazing, driven young man, and I'm so impressed with everything that you've accomplished so far. And as we
thank you.
You're welcome. And as we discovered, you are unstoppable. So.
Yep. If I drink that Kool-Aid, you know, got to be careful.
Well, we will keep feeding you that Kool-Aid because what you are doing is amazing, and keep doing it. Keep doing
it. Thank you.
You're changing so many lives.
Well, again, thank you so much for having me on your podcast, and I really look forward to seeing the fruits from it as well.
You're welcome. It has been such a pleasure.
You have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. If you are looking to reach new levels of success by plowing through your roadblocks, outsmarting your competition, growing a flourishing business, or reaching unparalleled levels of performance, go to www.acceleratedresults365.com or email Catherine at Catherine@acceleratedresults365.com and learn how you can get started with Accelerated Results 365 today.